that lets you save them.
Who cares?
True form life. Green look.
Understand that you need to be educated and gather information and get as healthy as possible, physically, mentally, spiritually.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community, wherever you may be listening. We're super excited to have you tune into this show. Today, I'm talking to Bill Chung, and he is a OGBYN. That seems like a mouthful. And in the interview, you'll hear how difficult that is for me to say. But this is an absolute breath of fresh air. I got to tell you, just to listen to Bill talk about how he treats his customers and clients, how much care he has for them, how much personalization. At the time of this recording, we have a one and a half year old, and the whole pregnancy, like, he's delivered many, many babies. And I gotta tell you, like, it is terrifying, isn't it? Like, moms out there and dads, you know, that have been present too. It is so terrifying, at least your first, to have no idea what to expect. You could, like, we read books and we had conversations and we watched videos and we took courses, and none of that compares to what actually happens when you go, when you experience it. You know, this isn't a great comparison, but when I played, like, I practiced, don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed practicing. I was the first to the field and the last to leave. I felt like that was important, but I also felt, so some of you know, I played professional baseball, and I felt like nothing prepared you more for the game than games. And like I said, you can do reps and you can practice and you can show up, but I felt like I got much better as an athlete, as a baseball player, understanding the game and the complexity of it by playing more games. And I feel like, well, that's probably a bit different than having more pregnancies. I'm sure it gets easier, at least to the extent of knowing what to expect. But the whole practice end of it and the courses and learning and even talking to friends and what they've experienced, it is nothing compared to actually going through it. And it's just really nice to hear Bill talk about how he gives his phone number, and he has continual conversations with his clients, and he wants them to know he's a real person and he's there to help. And throughout the interview, he'll talk about different ways he helps and what he can offer. But I feel like that's probably what stood out to me the most, is that when you're going through something like this, you're not alone. You have a professional in your corner, and it's not, like, I think many cases, like we had a midwife, we went that route, but other people that go different routes or a different route than we did, there's still different options out there. And there's people that genuinely care and want to make your experience the best it possibly can. I only share that because I've heard that some of our friends, and they've went through different experiences themselves, and it was slightly impersonal. And you know, it was, the leading up was one thing, but then afterwards you have a baby and they're like, see ya. Right. And that, I mean, gosh, I still remember the day that they were leaving us with this little human being, this little tiny boy. And we were like, what are we going to do with this? How are we supposed to keep it breathing and feeding it? And oh my gosh, it was so terrifying. Even now, we don't know what we're doing. At any rate, I've probably said enough for this intro, so I'm going to leave you with that. I hope you enjoy. There's many takeaways, and I feel like hope more than anything, whether you've already been through a situation like this or you're going to in the future, I certainly think this is worth listening to. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. We're super excited to introduce a brand new guest. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Bill.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Bill Chun. I'm a board certified OBGYN with 30 plus years of experience.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell us what that's going to be a tough one. What is that title? Tell us what that is.
OBGYN stands for obstetrician gynecologist, which means I went to a medical school for 4 years and training for 4 years after that. And then off you go. In my case, I was trained in Boston and I stayed in Boston for my entire medical career for 30 some years now.
Wow. And how did you choose Boston?
Well, it was either Boston or San Francisco. And I really wanted to go to San Francisco. Then buddy of mine just experienced that awful earthquake in San Francisco. So I said, no way I'm going to San Francisco. I'm from Ohio. So I picked the safer of the two, which is Boston. And I'm so happy that I've been here for 30 some years. Great city.
Did you say something about Ohio?
Yes, I was raised in Ohio.
Oh, cool. Okay. So from Ohio to Boston, quite a change.
Huge. I mean, especially for OBGYN, Ohio is not a place you want to practice, especially with the reversal recently. It just worked out. I mean, once I came to Boston for an elective as a student, I realized there's no way I'm going to Ohio. It's Boston. It's such an amazing city with history. It's a mecca of medicine. And I think I was lucky.
Fantastic. So tell us, how did you get into the profession, or why did you decide to go that route?
So, you know, I always change my story. There was a time when I said, oh, I think I was born to be an OBGYN, blah, blah, blah. And then I talk about my experience as a medical student. I think it's a combination of things. You know, my mother was 15 when she got pregnant with me, and she had me at age of 16. This is just a few years after Korean War, which meant for my mother, young and poor, so no prenatal care. I was born at home without an attendant. Fast forward, I came to the United States about 50 years ago. And then after high school, I entered U.S. Naval Academy, realized that military wasn't for me. So I went back to Ohio, got my undergraduate, got my medical education. During the process, I found OBGYN to be an amazing field in that it deals with life, the birth of a little one. And I, to this day, that process is so amazing. And I still get chills every time I deliver babies. I delivered two yesterday. I have one cooking right now. But for some of us, just by luck and combination of things, I picked the right field. I like medicine. I like women's specialty as a whole. And I realized I connect better with women than men. And I also like surgery. So combination of all that means obstetrics to deliver babies, gynecology to do surgeries, which I love to do. So I've just been very fortunate.
I think it's interesting that you say that you connect with women a bit better. I'm the same way. And I was raised by three women. And I'm very fortunate. I had my mother as a single mother. My aunt and grandmother lived a block away. So they're always, one of them was there for everything. So that was really cool. But as we work with women, as we work with our clientele, they're mostly women. And people say, well, you're a man. Why don't you work with men? And I just say, I'm just naturally connected more towards women for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, in 30 some years, I've done over 200,000 actual patient visits. And I think when I'm talking to patients, this is when I let my guard down. I learn to listen to women. And women have stories to tell. And as a physician, as an OBGYN, my job is just to listen and see if I can meet their needs. And I really enjoy my specialty. And I think as a physician in this country, I probably am in that minority of physicians who really enjoy being a physician, because most physicians are burnt out. If they could, they would pick another field. But it's just, like I said, by luck, I've picked the right field, and I'm privileged. I'm extremely fortunate.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, why is it important for people to come to you? So there's a number of different reasons or a number of different ways. Tell us what the majority of your clients come to you for, reasons why.
Well, so I practice general OBGYN. I think my practice a bit different in that it's concierge. I call it concierge medicine because all my patients have my mobile number. And before the age of a cell phone, they had my pager number. Because the most important thing between a physician and his or her patient is communication. So as a male OBGYN, just outside of Boston, in a very competitive area, I've always had busy practice. What do I do different? I listen. I usually am in my jeans. I wear scrub top. I sit down. I cross my legs and say, hey, what can I do for you? And by using that approach, I have patients, you know, there are maybe a quarter of my patients from another state. I have patients from probably about 70 countries, more than a few. They would email me and say, hey, I'm coming to the United States when I'm like 30 weeks. Can you take care of me? And I've done that for many people. I have patients who fly from other state, drive from other state. What do I do differently? I listen and see if I can meet their needs. It's like, if I own the Chinese restaurant, I say, hey, here's my menu. It's very simple. If you're in a good fresh Chinese food, right here. If you're looking for French, then go somewhere else. That approach has worked for me for 30 some years. And I'm about to leave obstetrics and just be a gynecologist in a couple of months. And one of the main reasons for that is I feel I need to spread the message in that this country, not Canada, but this country, healthcare is really broken. And I don't think it's beyond repair, but I think I need to educate women about their options. And it starts with education because people don't realize that medicine is business like anything else. And if you're not happy with the outcome, you should voice your concerns and demand better care or service. But people don't do that. People get abused in medicine. And what I want to do is really arm women with information and knowledge, because information and knowledge are weapons, are tools. So like I said, as a male, I always say male non-white OBGYN. So I always joke and say I'm the fourth choice when someone looks for an OBGYN on the internet, because people often look for white female followed by non-white female, then white male, and then there's the rest of us. But that's the reality, you know. I have patients who come to my office and say, they would speak loudly, doctor, I may qualify as a veteran because I served in the U.S. military. So I'm a U.S. citizen and I got my education here. But I think that's why people come to me. You know, none of them can pronounce my name. So I have everyone call me Bill. My people or patients, they all call me Bill. So, hey, Bill, how you doing? It's just much easier. So it's type of practice that I've enjoyed and I feel obligated. So my one work phone is on 24/7. Whether I'm in Canada, Italy, Turks and Caicos, I always leave my phone on. So that connection gives my patient peace of mind. So if someone's having, hey, I'm having this burning when I'm peeing, it's Saturday night. Her option is either go to urgent care, emergency room, or spoke to Chun and said, oh, okay, what pharmacy are you at? I just call your prescription. Now, many doctors may feel, oh, that's invasion of privacy, no personal time. But you know what? By doing that, 99% of my patients do not bother me. 1% perhaps, but it's been a great relationship. So that type of practice model is very rare. And because I am self-employed, I can do anything and everything I want to. And my patients seem to like it. So it's a different type of model that people don't have to pay extra, you know, concierge fee for a few thousand dollars a year. Just I just take whatever insurance gives me, which is sometimes a penny or a dollar, but it's okay. It works out.
That's great. Okay. So when these women are coming to you, you said that you want to arm them with information and give them knowledge. What are some of the things that you're telling them that they may not hear from someone else?
I mean, let's talk about pregnancy, for example. Often patients would come in and say, hey, doctor, I think I'm having trouble getting pregnant. Can you help me? I start with getting to know her and to see if I can help her come up with the same conclusion as to whether she should get pregnant then or wait a little bit based on her information, such as, for example, weight. I mean, by year 2035, you know this, Drew, 51% of the world population would be labeled as obese. We are all headed towards the world of that movie, WALL-E. It's just, there's no reversing this trend. But I want to make sure I understand the patient. And rather than saying, hey, let's do ABC to get you pregnant, I may start on say, hey, what about, can we delay 2-3 months? Maybe just dropping 20 pounds will reduce your risk of pregnancy complications, such as hypertension, diabetes, which will require intervention like induction of labor or C-section, which can then affect the postpartum recovery, therefore postpartum anxiety and depression. It could be a difficult path. So stuff like that, I think sometimes when they're coming for one thing and I tell them something else, I think I'm very transparent and I don't have issues telling people that, hey, pregnancy is great, except for the outcome is great, but pregnancy is nothing good about pregnancy. Your body is never the same. Your mind is never the same. And it should be at the right time. And people are looking for instant gratification. Mm-hmm. You know, they heard your podcast before and they want to see, hear Drew again right away. They want instant, except life isn't like that. So many people are unhealthy. This is why you do what you do. You're trying to get women healthy. Mm-hmm. And me too. I'm trying to make sure that people understand they should get healthier, stay healthier to prevent, consequences.
So is that something when someone comes to you and they have that conversation about pregnancy, that you have that conversation with them and you give them ideas and suggestions on what they can do before they get pregnant?
Yes. As when it comes to improving one's lifestyle, it's not one thing. It's not gastric bypass surgery. It's not DASH. It's not Noom. It may be your plan, but there are so many things. But people have to, first of all, realize they need help. They have to be committed. They have to be patient and maybe modify their goals as they go along. But people need that support, really. So I run a very inefficient practice, which means I see patients, for example, during pregnancy. I do more visits than others. Postpartum, I don't wait for 6 weeks. I see them 1 or 2 weeks, depending on C-section versus vaginal, and then I see them every 2 weeks. Just really addressing each person's needs require relationship. And I think people feel really comfortable because they can call me Bill. And I tell them, you have my mobile number that all my 5 kids have. The phone is never turned off. So don't think you're going to get a message that says blah, blah, blah. So providing that environment reduces anxiety, allows people to open up, and it's easier for me to help people.
Yeah, that seems rare. Like I've never heard of any type of physician that would, you call your doctor or your whatever you call it, you can't get through. Then you show up for, it could be emergency, or you show up for an appointment. And if your appointment is that day, if they don't change it, you got to wait hours and hours to see anyone or to talk to anyone. And it's crazy to think that. But at any rate, we know that we just had, at the time of this recording, it seems like just yesterday, but our little guy's 1.5 years old. And just to have that extra support like you're talking about, that means the world, because it's so frightening, especially as a first time, to go through something like this and to have support like you're talking about. I wish I knew about you before.
Medicine is all about communication. I mean, I can do so much. In at least in this country, unlike Canada, where you have universal healthcare and paid maternity leave, women aren't supported. We spend more money than any other country, yet we have the highest number of uninsured people. We don't have national healthcare. We don't have paid maternity leave, and women have to pay price. They don't earn as much as men. And I feel like if I could just provide a little comfort and having my number, I think for my patients, feel extremely, they're grateful, but they also feel like they can do a lot, because of trust we have built over time.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
Congratulations, by the way. One baby? Just one?
Just one, yeah.
Oh, wait before you have the second one, because I tell people 1 + 1 is not 2, but it's like 11. It's chaotic. So take your time.
Finally, someone gives me some sound advice. Everyone says, oh, just get them out of the way. And we're like,
no.
We can't even handle one. How do you handle two? No.
Take your time. Oh my God. Don't be in a hurry. Yeah. And you don't even have to have a second one or a third one. Of course, this is coming from a guy with 5 kids, but.
And how did you decide on 5?
Oh, it just worked out way. You know, I mean, I had my first one when I was 37, and then the last 2 twins came when I was almost 50. I got lucky. I didn't really think I wanted to be a father, but once I started, then I couldn't kind of stop. So now I have 5. Very fortunate.
Tell me about, I know you got supplements. I know you're into supplements there. I don't know if we have time to go through all of them, but I'm super interested to hear what you have to say about, what women can prepare with and what you'd recommend.
You know, I was really tired of writing prescriptions, especially medications like SSRI for depression and anxiety, because it's not based on science. Yet, at least in this country, more American women are on such medication than any other country. So I was trying to figure out what are other options, because I'm writing for prescriptions with significant side effects like weight gain, decreased libido, and it takes 4 to 8 weeks for them to work. And many of them, once they're on, they can't get off. So there must be alternatives other than I use a lot of my colleagues who are acupuncturists, physical therapy, chiropractor, whatnot. And then I learned about CBD. So I started this company called Women Only Organics, which addresses issues such as sleep, mental health, weight, as well as pain. And our products, it's named Women Only Organics, but it's really the key thing is I want to invite women to really be free to express their concerns. Because what I do? Every person who buys one of these, I give them my cell number, because I want to make sure there's a need for our product to help them. If so, I want to understand their medical history, because CBD is safe as long as you're not on any medication. Because one thing we worry about is drug interaction. So I go through their medical history, medication list, and we talk about what to take, how to take it. And then I follow up with them every so often to make sure they are doing well. So this gives me an alternative to Zoloft, to Lexapro, Prozac. I had a patient yesterday who says, you know, she delivered 6 months ago. She's still struggling with anxiety. What are options? I said, traditional route would be perhaps SSRI like Zoloft, or let's talk about CBD. Zoloft takes 4 to 8 weeks with a significant side effects. Or this, one of the CBDs, you can try it. Maybe within a few days, you feel better. So she wanted to try CBD. And what I do is whatever they want to try, I actually give them samples to try. And then if they like it, they stay on it, because it's like anything. You should really understand whether it's bicycle you're trying to purchase or a new food. You really have to understand. So my job is to provide the information. And I wanted to deal with only women, since I don't know anything about men. That's how I said. And only organics. We have CBDs and mushrooms. And what separates us from others is information, education. You make a purchase, you also get access to Chun. And my job is to make sure it's the right thing. And also our products are made from homegrown hemp, made in Florida by one of my buddies, third party tested. And this is just great product, and patients that do really well with, you know, I use this for weight loss. We have a CBD that's appetite suppressant. Drew, you know this. Some of the CBDs really work well as appetite suppressant, and it's much better than Ozempic or Wegovy. This is a pill, not an injection. This does not give you GI side effects, nor does it cause thyroid cancer like Ozempic or Wegovy. So people don't really know. But again, when patient says, can I take one of these and try to lose weight? The first thing I do is let's just talk about where you are in life. And if patients say, you know, I'm going through a divorce, I met a new partner, blah, blah, blah. And I really want them to understand if I help them, particularly for weight loss, it's for permanent life change over time, not just temporary transient, if it's time, right? That's what you have to tell people. You gotta, you gotta be patient. And it's three steps forward, two steps back. And at times you gotta modify your goals and see what works and what doesn't. And people need support. And I think that's what I provide, support as well as the product.
So just run through those. You got two, those of you that could be listening just audio, we're on video as well, just so you guys know that you're listening. I can see on video, we got five different products there. Just run through them real quick. What are they?
I have one for sleep, one for weight control. This is a tincture for sleep, and then a CBD soft gel for mental health, and then gummy. I particularly like gummy. Who doesn't like gummy? I mean, I love these gummies. So I take CBD gummies in the morning, CBD gummies at night. You know, I heard about this gentleman named Leroy Hood in Washington, I think, 84 years old. He takes 24 supplements a day in the morning rather than breakfast. He does 250 push-ups. And I said, wow, I want to be just like you when I grow up. 250 push-ups, 84-year-old guy. And he really, his point was that we are all dying. Why not die well? Right? And that's, and I think, Drew, this is why we connected, because this is what you're trying to do with your clients. Yeah. And I'm sure your clients really appreciate you supporting them, because the path to wellness isn't always smooth. It's rather bumpy for some people. And they need to be told that it's going to work out. Be patient, be persistent. Yeah.
All right, Bill, we do have to wrap things up here. Is there anything that we missed that you wanted to mention?
I want to tell all the listeners, first of all, I think Drew does a fantastic job with these podcasts, bringing on various guests like myself. As an OBGYN, what I would say is understand that you need to be educated and gather information and get as healthy as possible, physically, mentally, spiritually. And if you want to try one of my products, it's Women Only Organics. And for all those listeners, if you can spell Drutadia 30, that's the discount code for the listeners to try one of our products.
Awesome. And you, do you ship all over, or are you limited to where you can ship?
Oh, I had some inquiries from Canada, and answers no. It's only within 50 states.
Okay, great. So you ship all across the U.S.?
I think the majority of your listeners are from the U.S., right? Aren't they?
We have listeners all over the world, to be honest with you. We have lots of listeners from the U.S., yeah.
Well, I can't believe you have 600 some episodes.
600 episodes, yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right, Bill, that was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, your expertise. I'd love to connect more in the future, but for now, we wish you all the best with your practice and your supplements and everything that you're doing to improve lives.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our True Form Life community. We hope you're enjoying the shows, whether you're a brand new listener or whether you have been listening to us for years. We've been on the air for over 10 years, I think 12 years at least at the time of this recording. So that is pretty cool. And to be growing on different terrestrial radio stations, along with growing our online podcast audience, we're super grateful. You know, the only way this show grows is through word of mouth. We don't run any ads to it. I've never run any ads to it over the years. So in most cases, you've heard about this show by someone that said, hey, check this show out or check this episode out. So if you could pay that forward, we would be eternally grateful. And our mission is to help more people. And we're hoping that this show does that through the different information, holistic health information, fitness, nutrition, lifestyle topics, guests we bring on, and my own opinion. I'm hoping that we're doing that. And if we are, you know, someone that could benefit, we'd certainly appreciate you sharing the love. I'm going to leave you at that. Thank you once again. Thank you so much for being here. And that's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. In health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.